Driving 3.5 to Pound Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla. Drama, drama, drama on a Monday. And it's all happened at the office Christmas party on a Friday night for this lady and her husband.
Yes, they're not even speaking right now. Like, all weekend, she's giving him the cold shoulder because they went to his office Christmas party Friday night, right? After dinner, his boss paid for an open bar, so everyone's just wasted, right? After about an hour and a half, the wife exits the bathroom, and she looks up, and guess who she sees? Kissing a coworker, her husband. Mm. And she confronts him, and they're like laughing it off, and they're like, "Oh, we were just kissing because we were kissing under a mistletoe. See, babe, there's a mistletoe right there." So he apologizes.
What a dummy!
So stupid. So he apologizes, and now they're at odds, and she's like all crazy.
And she's all in her feelings, and she thinks there's something going on now.
And she's like, "Should I give him a free pass? Do you think there's something between him?" And yeah, I think there's something between them.
Oh, come on, Carla, don't do that to the lady. I'm saying it's a harmless situation, although ill-advised. It should not have happened. But he gets a pass. Don't ever let it happen again. And you call it a day, and you move on. And it's not time for all of this creed and all this drama and all these wild thoughts feeding into it.
It would be hard to move on knowing they work together and they're going to see each other every day.
Yeah, they're going to see each other today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I think it was premeditated, and they're going to be thinking about that romantic mistletoe kiss.
869-1093, go ahead, girl. What do you think?
I think that he would have a pass out of the house because a lot of affairs and stuff starts at work. That's how I met my kid's father.
Oh!
At work.
Wow, so, was it at the company Christmas party?
Yes. And things were going on even before that. So,
what?
Yeah. He'd get out. He had to call Tyrone.
What?
Tyrone? I'm all confused.
But, you know, Erykah Badu.
Oh, yeah, call Tyrone. Got it.
You have to call Tyrone.
So it started at work, and is that how his wife found out that something foul was afoot?
No, that's not how his wife found out. His best friend told his wife.
That's what friends are for, I guess.
So wait, are y'all together right now?
We have a child together.
Oh, right, my God.
How long have you guys been together?
It's been going on like almost like 4 years. So.
Wait.
Wow.
Is he still married?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Please.
No.
I don't.
No.
Yeah, he got put out. No. He's living with her now. Damn.
Whoa.
Well, you are not helping this lady who sent the email, that's for sure, because you're saying that's how it started with you and your man was at work, and oh, my God. Okay.
Damn.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that call. Thank you for calling. Oh, my goodness. No, you're fanning the waves here. You're fanning the fire for flames. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
Hey, if a mistletoe's hanging, hey, I'm not finna kiss no woman. If my wife walked in on me, hey, it's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah, right?
No, I'm thinking I'm not kissing anybody I work with. Come on.
Me neither. Hey, that's business. Business is business.
Yeah. I got no time for that. I'm sorry.
I mean, me neither. Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this. I work with a bunch of women, and you know, my wife's already insecure as it is. You know what I mean? And I gotta tell her every day, you know, that it's not even like that.
Yeah.
So
Did something happen to cause her?
Well, we'll just leave it at that. Sir, please.
Yes.
Let's just leave it at that. I'm helping you right now.
Let me stop being nosy.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you, my wife.
869-1093. No guy with an ounce of good sense would do that. Call now. No.
No is right.
Call now. It's Power 93.5. Kiss me.